So when I learned this Gemara, there was a kasha that jumped off the page that bothered me very, very much in light of something that we've mentioned so many times over the years in the daf. And that is, this Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan used to be Menachem people with the bone of his 10th son by telling them, Dein Garme Dasi Roy Beer, is also mentioned in Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Hei Amid Beis. And over there on the side of the Gemara, there's a pirish from Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, one of the Goyenim, who tells us the rest of the story. Rabbi Nissim Goyen said that Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons that died during his lifetime. But really, Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son. And after Rabbi Yochanan's 10th son died, he decided that it wasn't really so okay for that 11th son to stay at home. Very traumatic. So what he did was he sent him away. And he sent him to an out-of-town yeshiva. In fact, he sent him to Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan was the Mara de Ari Yisrael. And he sent him to learn by the great Amoyer Shmuel. We once said over a Dover Nifla that what was Rabbi Yochanan thinking when he sent his son away? So Pashit, he felt that the right thing for him to do was to go out of town, to go away from everything that was going on at home. I mean, that's obviously something that's very, very intuitive. But we went set over in the name of Rav Moshe Scheinemann Shlita. He said a machshava nifla. He said that Chazal say that if someone teaches someone Torah, it's mala olav akasav ki'ilu yaldai. Rabbi Yochanan felt that there was something about the mazel of his children. Rabbi Yochanan's sons couldn't live. He buried 10 sons. So obviously there was something about the children of Rabbi Yochanan. Says Eitzah was, I'm going to send my son to learn Torah by the Amir Shmuel. And when he goes to Shmuel, Shmuel is going to be mechavev him, and Shmuel's going to teach him Torah, and it's going to be ki'ilu yodai. He's going to become Shmuel's son, and Shmuel's son maybe has a different mazel, and maybe Shmuel's son is not included in this gezerah, and he's going to be able to live. By the way, Rav Nissim Goyen said that what was the name of this 11th son? It's none other than the Amir Rav Masna that you find throughout Shas. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son. So if Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son, what's Pashup Shan in this Gemara? The Gemara says that it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan said, Asha'in Khalifa Islam Vila Yari Alikim, Kol She'inu Meniach Ben, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Den Garme Dasi Roibir. One second, Rabbi Yochanan had 11 sons, 10 of them died, but he had an 11th son. So he is a Meniach Ben Liyarshay. How does this Gemara stim with Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen? I think it's a Kushiyatsuma. I found this kasha in the Sefer Birchas Aharon. Could be others asked this kasha as well, but Birchas Aharon is a classic work on Masechtas Brachas. The Mechaber Birchas Aharon was Reb Aaron Levine. He was the Reish Rav and Enikol from the Heilige Beis Yitzchak. But either way, the Reish Rav and his classic work Birchas Aharon, it's a Masechtas Brachas. It's Ois Chof Aleph. He asks this kasha and he has an Arichos Al Derech Pshat and Al Derech Pilpul to try to get out of it. But this Gemara seems to be a Grace Akasha on this Messiah that we have from the Gaonim.